Ugh, I've been having a lot of trouble selling my bed, maybe because it's 25 years old and like 500 pounds. And
that seems like a good reason.
And the mattress is also 25 years old and hard. Like, it is not a good mattress. So, you know, I have this on Facebook Marketplace. I have this on Craigslist. I have this on all of the different places. And yet nobody's biting, which is so strange to me.
Well, you sell it so well.
Thank you. Thank you. Ned, do you want to ask me what my tip of the day is?
Ariel, what's your tip of the day?
Yeah, my tip of the day that relates to my preamble is that if you can't sell something, consider donating it. There's a lot of places you can donate your bed to or your furniture to. I was about to say public radio, but as far as I know, they don't take beds yet. Maybe. I know they take cars. Consider that. But you can donate to like the Salvation Army, or you can donate to like a local shelter. You know, like, look up the places in your area that are looking for donations. Don't just go and donate it. You're going to want to call them first and find out what they're looking for. But it is a possibility that a place near you wants your thing and that they might come pick it up for you. And that's really the key here, is because ultimately I don't want to break down a 500-pound bed and do it myself. I want somebody to help me do that. So I will be donating my bed shortly in order to make room for a new one.
This is a great tip. I'm only going to follow it up with, if you're going to donate somewhere, just like check what they use their money for. Don't donate your car to Cars for Kids.
I purposely said public radio, not Cars for Kids. Although, incredible jingle, and we all know that.
It's a great jingle, and I'm sure it's made them a lot of money that they've used for conversion therapy. Bye!
This episode sponsored by We Feed Raw. Have you ever actually looked at the label on your dog's food? Most dog food labels are a long list of things that don't look like food. Powders, starches, additives used to hold ultra-processed kibble together. At We Feed Raw, the label looks very different. High-quality meat, nutrient-rich organs, complete and balanced nutrition formulated by PhD nutrition experts. No fillers, no artificial preservatives, just real ingredients that support your dog's whole body health. That's why many pet parents see real changes after switching to We Feed Raw's fresh meals. If you want to feed your dog one of the healthiest diets possible, We Feed Raw makes it simple. Right now, new customers can get 40% off their starter box plus free shipping. Visit We Feed Raw at wefeedraw.com to get started today.